Hello and welcome to another thought for the day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's come to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we come to you this day, we praise you. We say in our hearts, this is the day you have made. You've given it to us. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Chiefly because you have remade us in Christ. We are new creatures in him. We have life eternal and life abundant given to us freely in the one who died for us and rose from the dead. So we pray, make our hearts rejoice this morning as we lift them to you. In his name we ask, amen. So we're reading from 1 John. We're in the third chapter now, and we're going to read the first three verses together. 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. All who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. There are many contrasts given to us in God's word, and very often in the New Testament, in the new life we have in Christ, the contrast is between the now and the not yet. Tony introduced us to that just a few days ago. Sometimes it's between the now and the no longer. It looks backwards and says, once you were, but now you are, and points out the difference that believing in Jesus has made to your life, dramatic differences and changes that he has made. But this morning, we're looking forward and we're seeing the contrast between the now and the not yet. Now, you might have noticed as we read these verses, there's a lot of knowing going on. So what we are, and who knows that and who doesn't know, what we know, what we don't know, what we will be and what we are now, and however much of that is known to us and however much of that is not. So let's just have a look at this and unpack it a little. First of all, we'll look at what we are. First of all, John says, look at this. And sometimes I think we need to stop and see these kind of alert phrases of our Bible. It's like God is, like John is saying to us, have a look at this. It's like, you know, this amazing sight that he wants us to hold up to the light and just drink it in and be amazed by it. See what great love the Father has lavished on us. Just that phrase alone should make us sit up in our seats and praise him. What God has done for us is he's poured out his love on you as a non-believer, even while you were yet a sinner. And he's brought you into the kingdom of light and of life in Jesus. And it's love that has done that for you. The great love of the Father lavished upon us, seen in that we are given a name. We are called the children of God. And John goes on to emphasize that again. He says that's not just in name. That's actually what we are. He has made us to be his own children. Jesus is his son. You are his son. If you're male, you are his daughter. If you are a female, you are the child of God and you belong in his family. Then he goes on to these knows and don't knows. First of all, what the world does not know, it does not know us. Why does it not know us? Because it didn't know Jesus. So what God has done in us is kind of alien to the world's thinking. It didn't recognize who the Lord of life was when he came and walked amongst them. And therefore it won't recognize who we are. It won't know that you are a child of God. It won't see you as anything special at all. In actual fact, the world will look down on you and consider you foolish. But that is the way of things. And because they thought that about Jesus, they will also think that about us. We should not be surprised. So what the world does not know, and then he goes on to talk about what we do not know. We are children of God now, but what will be, the not yet, looking forward, is not yet revealed. We don't know what we're going to be. Isn't it fantastic that we're children of God now? But that's not the full story. What's to come is even greater, even better, even more blessing, even more glorious. All of the fullness of God that he has in store for you as a believer when you at last will see him face to face. That is not to be minimized. It is to be held out as our eternal hope and gloried in and looked forward to. So death pales into insignificance. It's a step into this further fullest revelation of God as he shows us what we will be in Christ one day. So what the world does not know, then what we do not know. But then he goes on to talk about what we do know. We do know something of what we will be, because he says when we see Jesus, when Christ appears, we will be like him. Now, paint the picture. How do you visualize the resurrected Christ? How do you see him in all of the glory which burst forth out of that tomb and left it empty in his wake? And he appeared to his disciples on several occasions, and they were amazed and astounded by his glorious representation. That is the glory that you will share one day. You will be like him. The whole of creation longs to see that revealed. It's why it groans even now in eager longing, as Paul says in Romans. So what the world does not know, what we do not know, what we do know, we will be like him. So what does all that mean for us? Well, it means that we should live now in a way as befits that. We should be making ourselves ready, purifying us, separating ourselves from all of the things that would demean Jesus, that would bring dishonor to his name, all of the things that would detract from his righteousness in the world, so that even now it can be seen that increasingly we are becoming more like him in our thoughts, in our behavior, in our words, and in our deeds. So here it is. See this morning, take these words with you into the day. Have a look at this, the love of the Father bestowed upon you, that he calls you his own child. How precious that is. Let's pray. Our gracious Lord, light these words up in our minds and in our hearts. Burn them into our consciousness so that we can rejoice in this, that you have taken from the darkness of sin those who once were sinners, and you have called us into this glorious light, the light of the gospel, that showers your love upon us, claims us for your own, and calls us your own children. Delight our hearts with this today, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen and hallelujah.